This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Hey, all listeners, welcome to one of our favorite times of the week, Friday, when we drop free throws and face-offs. You know, here at Busted Pencils, educated educators talking education. But on these special Fridays, we like to talk about what here at Busted Pencils we call essential activities. Sometimes they're considered extracurricular, but essential activities. You know, the cool stuff like the sports that are going on or the clubs or the different organizations that students participate in that are so much a part of their education, but also so much a part of the things we enjoy in our community that come through our schools. And I'm excited. First, I'm going to check in with Jess. Jess, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Johnny. I woke up and I felt so energized knowing that I was going to be able to come and talk to you and hear about these essential activities that keep our schools moving and that keep people so engaged in education. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I mean, you know, it's Friday, so who's complaining? It's Friday. Yay, everybody. Let's go. But I'm so stoked, Jess, because I think you suggested this a week or so ago. You said, hey, hockey season's coming to a close, which it never really does for those of us who love hockey year round. But our official season has come to a close. And I have with us two guests today that are amazing. I have Natalia Nays and Mallory Brock, who are, I would say, essential members of our hockey club here at WSU. So listeners, you remember, I coach hockey. That's probably why my voice sounds like a dumpster fire, right? Again, apology for the scratchy voice. Still,
it's really not that bad, Johnny.
Okay. Well, it feels scratchy. But I have with us today Natalia Nays and Mallory Brock, who are both students here at WSU, but who head up our team's award-winning social media crew. So they do so much more than just social media, but I have them here with us today. Natalia, Mallory, how you doing?
We're doing good.
Yep, doing pretty good.
Awesome. So for our listeners, one of the things that we're curious about when we talk about like extracurriculars, clubs, sports, all the different things that are part of education, you know, how is what you both do for the hockey team part of your education? And what is it that you've learned as this process? Like you lead our social media. And folks, if you haven't checked it out, we'll have Jess drop it into the description of the podcast, but you can check out WSU Hockey social media. These are the brains behind it, the brains and the creative energy and leadership behind it. So how is it part of your education?
Okay. So originally when I got to the school, I actually started off as a biology major. I played hockey for like about 7 years growing up. And I was kind of missing it. So I wanted to like be a part of something. So I just like reached out to the team. And then after like working with social media for a while, I decided that that's actually what I like doing. And then I switched to the sport management major. So now I'm technically using it as practicum for the major, but I really just like doing it in general. So it didn't start as an education thing, but now like I'm glad I've gotten to morph it into that. And I'm hoping to go into marketing, hopefully in the NHL in the future.
It's part of my education because I originally started out doing sports management and it was my practicum. So like my first ever like kind of internship in college. And I had previously worked for like my city's local WHL team. And so I had like a little bit of experience and I kind of really decided that I liked doing that and I wanted to go into sports. And so when I was a sports management major, I did as practicum, but now I switched to doing public relations, which is kind of more of the communication side. So hoping to do social media, and I've just kind of stuck with it because it's something I really enjoy doing.
Oh, that's excellent. So I got a question for you though, for our listeners, explain kind of what you do as head of our social media.
Okay, so I do most of the graphics on our social media page. A lot of the game day, game week is usually mine. And then I also like help facilitate and like give out tasks for like the other managers that have joined our team. One of them, her name is Kiana. She's kind of like my little underling for graphics, and I kind of just like give her a task to do, and she's really great, and she'll get it done on a timely matter.
I kind of help do the videos. Natalia edits them all, but usually we'll go back and forth and come up with ideas for things that we want to do and kind of just like different activities. And then, yeah, making like game day scripts for letting people know what they're going to do at games or like different tasks to do to help with socials.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. So thinking about what you do is so much. And I'll say as a coach, it's ever important that message gets out there for like families following the team, for younger students who are interested in coming to WSU to connect with, you know, what the program's doing, and for the players and the, you know, being part of it. That's a huge part of today's world is like the social media presence that any organizations have. So you both make sure not only we have social media presence, but award-winning and a great social media presence with a whole team of folks who work with them. We'll maybe fold some of those folks on in future shows because like so much has happened in how you both have grown the social media presence for our team. I'm thinking about it right now. I know it's putting you on the spot, but what's your favorite part of the job? Like, what's your favorite part of it?
Okay. Well, I'd say my favorite part is honestly just all of the like connections and friendships I've made through doing this. Like Mallory, she's like my best friend here, and just getting to know like all of the like, guys like on the team as well, it makes it like a lot smoother to do the job, and it also just allows me to be creative. I love like doing art and stuff, and it just gives me like an outlet when I make graphics to do art.
I would say also being creative and friendships and yeah, just getting to know everybody, because I feel like it's a great atmosphere and it's a lot better when everybody is friends. Cause like, yeah, like Natalia said, her and I have been like best friends and I met her from hockey. So it's a great place.
This is a tough one to ask you, but just thinking ahead to both your futures and where you're at right now, like what are some of the standout lessons that you've learned through the roles you're in?
Okay. I'd say I've learned to like put myself out there and like stand my ground. I've always been kind of a pushover and like just like if something happens I'm like okay, but I've had to learn to be like no, this needs to be done in this way. So just I don't know, learning to like tell people I guess like the rules and the laws of how things work around here. It's been hard for me, but it's definitely something that I've been able to take away.
I'd say something for me is I'm always a person that loves my schedules. So being able to adjust to things like when something doesn't go as planned. So having to be able to like adjust on the fly is something that I've learned. And that's also really helped me in school and like outside activities besides just hockey as well.
Well, that's amazing. Both of these folks, they're underselling their skill sets big time. I mean, there's a wonderful characteristic they both have of carrying humility into the great work that they do, which is excellent. But both of you are such amazing leaders, and you're so talented at understanding not only graphic design, but like the marketing aspect and just the way social media works, right, folks? It's a whole nother world that like Natalia and Mallory have their fingers on the pulse of, and that's huge help to our organization. And I would say, you know, the hockey team really wouldn't be as full of an experience as it is for all the players, all the families, everyone involved, potential sponsors and all those things without the work that you all do. And Natalia, you shared, like you both talked about strong leadership characteristics, but Natalia, it's not easy to be in charge of something that everyone wants to be a part of, not only in like contributing, but like everyone wants to know like when's their picture up there, or can you take a picture of this, can I be in this role, like everybody's asking about what can be on the social media and has an idea for it, but there's so many rules to it because it's part of an organization and has a system. So like learning to be in that role, I think that's a huge lesson that you know you'll carry into life and be really successful with. Jess, any questions you can think of that you might you always have such great ideas and questions.
So my question is, frequently the social media managers and the people who are sort of the support members of a team don't get the recognition that necessarily the star players on a hockey team might get. Now, Natalia, you said that you have experience playing hockey, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so what has the difference been for you? And I'll come back and ask a question for Mallory as well. The difference between playing on a team and being part of that support staff, what has been the different experience for you in terms of recognition and knowing your place as part of something bigger?
Oh, I feel like you definitely get recognized a little less than if you're playing. And I feel like when you kind of look at a social media page, you just see like, oh, you know, like blah, blah, blah is like the all-time point leader. And then, you know, you go about your day, but like, you don't really think about like who put that all together. And, you know, it usually takes me like at least an hour to do like one graphic. And yeah, just it's a definitely a different dynamic. Like when I used to play, it was more like team oriented, and like being a team manager, I feel a little out of the loop sometimes, like with what's happening. But yeah, I'd say that's the main difference.
Okay. And Mallory, have you had any experience playing as part of a team, whether hockey or another sport?
I have. I used to play competitive softball.
Ah, excellent. Okay. So have you noticed something similar to what Natalia has, or have you had a different experience?
I've noticed something similar. It's definitely different being on the team and being part of that atmosphere than it is being on the like social team, because it's kind of like two different little groups. You have the people that are playing, and then you have the people like kind of behind the scenes. And so you're just kind of focused on different things at different times.
Well, as someone who's part of the behind the scenes, usually as a producer, I definitely understand that there's a lot of work that goes in that isn't necessarily seen. And certainly a lot of times people on the outside, when they look in, frequently what I hear from them is they only see the bad things. They only see things that they think are wrong. What has your experience been with criticism? Have you had any experiences in that world?
Oh, definitely from the socials. There has been like a little bit of criticism from just like sometimes outside people being like, oh, that doesn't look good on the page. That doesn't like match. But you kind of just sometimes you gotta ignore it, and then other times you have to take it into consideration and then like fix what it is that people are seeing that's becoming a common problem.
Yeah, I'd say criticism. I think Johnny was mentioning it earlier, but some of our guys are like, why am I not on the page? You know, I'm like, I'm working on it. and then, yeah, like sometimes you'll get some posts that just don't necessarily match the flow with the whole page. A lot of times that's like if you're working with like another like club or like with a different brand, and people are like, oh, it doesn't look good. But it's like, just put that aside sometimes.
Yeah, honestly, but sometimes people don't get the whole picture.
Right.
Guilty myself. Jess, you'll like this, but and actually Mallory and Natalia have been great at this, because I used to all the time as the coach just pop in and make posts. I just randomly, like, Jess, you're my friend, and could you imagine? Like, I just would be like, I'm going to make a post today, and I would just do it. And they would so nicely be like, that's great post. We're going to redo it in the actual, like, theme and brand of stuff. But you know, really helped me see that you have to delegate things, and everybody can't be doing the same jobs, right? And so delegating that and giving, you know, people not only the opportunity, but, you know, the space to shine and to do what they're good at is hard to do in any organization. So that's a real thing, right? It's a real thing that they're navigating so well. And as Natalia said, it's not always the most popular, and it certainly goes unnoticed a lot of the time, the amount of work that goes into just making sure things are consistent and making sure there's a flow for things. So it's really awesome. Hey, before we wrap up though, and I'll give this to each of you, I just want you to kind of share like what you feel like being part of the club hockey team, or just in that work, what it brings to your overall college education. Like, what would it be like if you weren't involved?
Okay. I think it's definitely opened a lot of like possible doors for me. It definitely like looks like a good like resume builder type of thing. Besides like all the experience that I've learned from it, like different leadership skills and growing my graphic design skills, it's been able to like get me some positions that I don't think I would be able to get if I didn't have that.
For me, I like get excited for games on weekends. Like I look forward to it every week, like Friday, Saturday, those are game days. And so I'll go to class and then be excited just to like go that night. Like I used to be in a sorority, but the atmosphere just wasn't good. But I like going to hockey. I like going to games. I like getting up early in the morning to do little videos at practice. It's fun.
I like getting our pregame coffees.
Oh yeah,
we usually stop somewhere before the game, get a coffee.
Well, pregame ritual helps us.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, that's what we talk about, right, Jess, all the time, and that's why we have this segment, Free Throws and Face-Offs. It's that like school is school. We know about like the content of the learning, whether it's in your major or you're a high school student or wherever you're at in education. But it's these things we often call extracurriculars that really make it so meaningful, or we find the things we love, right? Like Mallory, you're saying you love looking forward to Friday, Saturday. Like those things help us be our best learners, help us be connected, help us have a whole experience around our education. Hey, I appreciate you both so much. The work that you do is unreal. It's amazing. They're part of an award-winning team. That's not the hockey team. That's within it, the social media group that they're a part of.
Can we hear a little bit about that before we let them go? What is this award or multiple awards that you've won? What's the recognition that you've gotten for the work that you're doing?
I'm daring what we say. Okay. We, for the Pac-8, so that's like the league that our team plays in, we won the social media of the year. Well, actually, we tied with the University of Washington, but it was basically just an award for our social media being one of the best out of all of the teams.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I'll just end by saying thank you both for all you do and for, I mean, just being part of the hockey team, but also being students at WSU and bringing the great work that you're both going to bring into exciting careers. I'm sure of it.
And we have one more thing to say to them.
Thank you, Johnny.
All right, so thanks for busting pencils with us today.
And now for your moment of zen. Human beings, whatever their backgrounds, are more open than we think. That their behavior cannot be confidently predicted from their past. That we are all creatures vulnerable to new thoughts, new attitudes.
Hey, thanks for listening to Busted Pencils, Free Throws, and Face-Offs. And you can grab more Busted Pencils content on Apple, Spotify, or wherever it is you get your pods. And of course, you can always find us on the Civic Media website. Don't forget to tune in on Saturday, 3 p.m. Central Time, for Tim and Johnny. Yep, we're going to be talking ed tech. And you can hear that on all the Civic Media Network stations, or you can always download it later as a podcast. And of course, you can always count on Homeroom Podcasts on Mondays and Class in Sessions on Wednesdays. Thanks for listening and keep busting pencils.